Well, the world has spent the last 14 months locked in a fight against COVID-19. But infectious diseases experts are simultaneously battling another terrifying illness. Ebola outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea have forced the World Health Organization to launch a new vaccination campaign in Central and parts of West Africa. Health officials say they're relying on two key weapons, science and public trust. David Sparks has more.
Two separate outbreaks, more than 4,000 kilometres apart, have global authorities worried. One is in southeastern Guinea, where at least seven cases have been confirmed. The other is in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where four cases have been confirmed, less than a year after another outbreak ended. These countries have grim memories of previous Ebola outbreaks. The deadliest in history tore through West Africa between 2013 and 2016, killing 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The next deadliest outbreak was in DRC, ending last year. Canberra-based epidemiologist Dr. Chatu Yapa was on the ground fighting the virus in Liberia with Médecins Sans Frontières in 2014.
So Ebola outbreaks, when they start, can seem very daunting because there's so much to do at any one time. And, you know, it's kind of a race against time to set up Ebola isolation centres, because the priority is really trying to track and trace anyone who's unwell, to get them to have an Ebola test, and then anyone who's positive to be isolated and then to contact trace their close contacts. Of course, then that has to be weighed up with engaging with the community, because we've learnt over time that that is a crucial aspect of the Ebola response.
A vaccination effort began in Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday, and Guinea is preparing to launch its own campaign. The WHO has begun genetic sequencing of new samples of the virus to figure out whether they result from human transmission or from new animal-to-human transmissions. Dr. Ian Norton is founder of Respond Global. He worked with the WHO in a number of countries during the major outbreak of 2013-16 and in the more recent outbreak in DRC.
I'm particularly worried about the Guinea outbreak because of our history there in 2014 and 15. I'm less concerned in DRC, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, because they've had multiple recent outbreaks. This is in an area in the Kivus where we have been fighting Ebola for about 2 years. It's still well contained, and there's a lot of people who are still in place and can actually manage and respond, whereas in Guinea, it's been many years since there was the last Ebola outbreak.
He's been involved in previous Ebola vaccination campaigns, and he says, like the COVID Pfizer vaccine, this one needs to be kept super cool at minus 70 degrees Celsius.
It's a lot of logistics and a lot of work to get that done, but I think we can be confident that should be in place. And we use a ring vaccine approach, whereby we find the initial case, their family, their local contacts, and then we also vaccinate the contacts of the contacts, so the next ring out. So all of those people receive a vaccine immediately in the field, as do health workers working in the treatment centres.
Professor Alexandra Cromick from the Australian Infectious Diseases Research Centre has worked in the development of Ebola vaccines. He says despite two decades of research, the real push to develop Ebola vaccines didn't gather pace until the outbreak of 2013.
In the subsequent outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2018 and also in 2020, there were a lot more people vaccinated using this vaccine. And the efficacy of vaccine, as I said already, is 100%. So it's a matter of immunizing people in the right locations in the right time to prevent the further spread.
Professor Alexander Cromick from the Australian Infectious Diseases Research Centre. David Sparks, our reporter there.